Tom Jackson, isn't what we're really trying to do through U Sports is create more avenues for healthy mentoring opportunities as you look at, you know, the experience and the perceptions of your kids as they grow older through sports? Isn't that something really that we're trying to achieve through this experience?
Well, I think so. I've got two girls, and what I try to teach my oldest, she's 10 and she's in soccer, I've got younger kids, is I try to teach her the value system about sports that I deem to be important. I guess that's, you know, what she's stuck with. And I try to get her to appreciate along with that the ability to compete. I don't push her at all. I very seldom critique, you know, what she does. I let her coaches coach her. I try to maintain civil, disciplined attitude when I'm watching her play, and just get her involved with the best of what sports is about without having that sense of that you have to be successful. I think she'll be as successful as she wants to be. I let her do the things that she likes, and I feel like, you know, I was listening to Fielder, I feel like I'm actively involved in every aspect of what she does. So I think for me as a parent, that's what I am. That's where it begins for me with sports. And she doesn't watch a lot of professional sports, so she doesn't see a lot of the antics and the negative stuff that goes with professional sports at times. And, you know, in part, I work for a company, ESPN. You know, the negative reaction, the negative play, the you know, the guy who toots his own horn oftentimes is the guy who gets seen on, you know, on many of our numerous shows. And so, you know, I mean, TV does contribute to the attitude that kids obviously have about sports.